Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
It's delightful being here. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Greg Lesher's with us, realwaterindependence.com. Welcome, Greg.
Yeah, well, thank you, Vincent. Interesting news I got yesterday from a financial friend of mine who's involved in the markets. He was saying that Biden was saying we're going to put an embargo, a world embargo on all Russian oil imports. And Russia came back and responded and says, then we will not import, which evidently would bring the
Greg, could you repeat that again, please? Okay, so we lost Greg? Okay. Well, I think Greg will call back. He's talking about oil. And I can tell you, I was reading a story this morning about just that, and that the Biden administration has done a great job in releasing oil to China. Now, y'all remember that about a week ago, the Biden administration said that maybe 2 weeks ago that gas prices were out of control and we have to do something about them, and that he was going to release oil from the strategic oil reserve. And that happened around right after the oil, Arab oil embargo of 1973-74 era, where people were in long lines to try to buy gasoline, like a few dollars worth of gasoline at a time. You'd wait, and depending on the license plate number, whether it was even or odd, you'd be able to buy gas every other day, but a small amount. And that's because we didn't have enough oil. Well, the strategic oil reserve was designed to alleviate that problem. So the federal government set up in Louisiana and Texas these underground caverns, and they filled them with oil. And that was emergency. Let me say it a different way. Emergency reserves, so that if anything happened, like a massive storm or a shortage or a massive disruption in our supply of crude oil, we'd have some to ride us through that storm. That's what this is for. But we have a plagiarist that people seem to support who released it. And where is it going? Well, it's destined for Italy. And the latest shipment yesterday went to China. Now, Joe's son, a guy named Hunter, I think there was a choice. I think that when his son was being named, they were trying to figure out, do we call him Predator or do we call him Hunter? And I think they decided on Hunter. Of course, I'm making this up. But the rest of it's true about the strategic oil reserves. We are using our strategic oil reserves that we have been lied to by the White House to tell us that this will lower gas prices. And right after that announcement, gas prices went up. Then how, maybe, I don't know, maybe I skipped that day. Maybe I didn't wake up in time at the university for that class in economics. But I don't think I understand to this day or learned how giving away oil that was purchased by the American taxpayer to China, Italy, and Europe is going to lower gas prices. I think I was absent that day. I don't think it's possible. But then again, we have a White House press secretary, looks like a Raggedy Ann doll, who toes the company line. Not our company, but their company, of which we are all subjects. It's unbelievable. And if you think about it, the ex-prime minister of Japan was shot and killed. People are frosted worldwide, and they're finding out that the leaderships have been and their families are embroiled in scandal after scandal after scandal. Like the Clintons. Look up the word Arkanside. It's a contraction of Arkansas and suicide. Look it up. See what you find out. See if it says that there are a whole lot of deaths, about 100, relating to the Clinton family. 100 people committing suicide relating to the Clinton family. How's that possible? They lied on railroad tracks and got run over. They shot themselves in the head twice. Things like that. Look it up. I'm not making it up. This is all reported and has been reported for years. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, I don't know what you caught there, but he was talking about Russian exports being embargoed on oil. And, of course, Russia responded and said that we will not export oil, among other things, such in threat nuclear annihilation. But the figures on that, if they put an embargo, if Russia stopped exporting oil, we're talking $350 a barrel oil, which would bring the gas prices up to $25 a gallon. Your thoughts on that?
I remember hearing a guy say that he believed that oil would reach, or gasoline would reach $12 to $15 a gallon when it was, you know, in the around $3 neighborhood. I remember hearing a guy say that on the radio. Actually, I remember hearing it in my headphones when I said it.
Yeah.
And that was months ago.
That's looking like a low figure to me. I mean, really, Russia doesn't need to export anything. They're self-sufficient. They're reliant on their own products.
Right.
We're the ones, this current coup administration have been shooting us in the foot ever since they got into office, and I think that's part of the plan.
Greg, have you still seen supply shortages at almost every turn? I was talking with Kathy, one of our instructors. She's in Ohio. She was telling me, and this was privately on the phone, we were talking about dog food. And it's okay for me to say this because I have her permission to talk about these things. But she said, even on the air, that dog food is reaching numbers that people cannot afford. So the next thing that we're going to see is innocent animals. You know, we've captured dogs and cats, and we've domesticated them, and we've turned them into pets. Pets that absolutely depend on us to eat, because a lot of them have forgotten how to hunt because we've domesticated them. So they're dependent upon dog food and cat food in bags and boxes and cans. And dog food right now, and cat food, is really, really expensive. As high as $87 for a bag of dog food. A standard size, you know, roughly 50-pound bag of dog food, 40 to 50 pounds. People can't afford to keep their animals. So they're going to turn them out. They're going to turn them out on the street. They're already doing that. One of our neighbors somebody dropped a dog off at our neighbor's, and he's scrounging around trying to find dog food for him. He wasn't looking for another dog, but somebody dropped him off. A beautiful dog. And this man is one of our instructors. Stuart is his name. He's been on the air. He's a trucker. He's got a really big heart, and he's adopted this dog. The dog adopted him. And how do I know? I saw this new dog at Stuart's place, and over the fence we chatted, and the dog loves him. He loves the dog. He's taking care of the dog. But he didn't need another dog. This is what's going to happen. And then there are going to be dogs who are not adopted, and they're going to turn wild, and they're going to run in packs. And it's going to be a bad thing.
Something else I noticed, well, I mean, I used to have 150 racing pigeons myself that I used to, race pigeons. I can't even imagine what it would cost to feed that many of them right now. It was just ridiculous back then, but it's undoable now. But one thing I have been noticing is I've been seeing a lot more cats around. People are taking them out in the desert, just dumping them off. And I don't know. I've noticed something else in my area that I live in. I've been finding and seeing dead rabbits for no reason at all. There'll be a dead jackrabbit here and there. Nothing feeding on them, no hawks or anything like that. I just people walking along out in the desert, and you just smell the smell of death, and there's a dead rabbit. That's kind of awful.
Okay, Greg. I've announced the same thing. I reported the same thing, not necessarily rabbits. But I mentioned that I was in the truck and driving along with our son on a farm tour. And this is rural America where we live. And, I don't know, let's say every couple events within a mile, let's say, the smell of death. And as we're... Our property runs 1 mile along the road, and I didn't smell any death on our property. Turned the corner onto another road and went maybe a quarter of a mile, and I smelled death. And maybe another half a mile, a quarter of a mile, smelled more death. You can smell a class, and you'll never forget the smell of death. It's dead animals, and it's strong, and it's pungent, and it's remarkable. And I don't know where it's coming from, because I was looking left, right, in the ditches. I didn't see any cows, but I did smell death. And it's along the roads, but it's not on the roads. So I don't think it's rabbits being run over on the roads. I don't think it's deer being run over on the roads. I don't think it's turtles squashed. I don't think it's raccoons. But I don't know what... not being hit by cars, just dying. And it seems to be along the roads. And I think the reason that it's along the roads is, and this is all pure speculation on my part, backed by experience, I guess. I think it's because the road ditches are lower, and if there's any moisture, that's where there's some moisture, and it's a little bit cooler from the baking heat dome that we're in. I think animals are dehydrated and have died of thirst. Think about that and maybe make a comment when we come back. But the smell of death is everywhere around here right now. We had our first rain last night, actually in the middle of the morning, in a month. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, I mentioned my thoughts on the smell of death that you brought up, and animals dying of dehydration due to the heat dome, this extreme heat. And we have not had chemtrail spraying for, I guess, close to a month, or maybe just over a month here at the farm, seriously. And the skies are nice and blue, and they're clean, and they're not overcast. I think we ran out of pilots, and maybe it's the White House's way of saying we got to squander less fuel and maybe we shouldn't be spraying, or maybe somebody brought it to Joe's attention that they're killing us and the planet, and you know, everything that the administration is doing is wrong, in my opinion. But what do you think about the smell of death and dehydration and chemtrails? Do you think it all ties together?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about the dead animals and the and smelling it, you know, and you just kind of zigzag until you find what it is. But as soon as you go out of the smell of it, you turn back into it, and you'll end up eventually finding the animal. But within a few minutes, the thing I've noticed that is just to me that's changed is usually, especially out where I am. There's always been plenty of crows and magpies and scavengers. Well, these rabbits have been laying there and rotting and not even being picked on. And I've noticed that where are the crows? You know, where are the magpies? So that's got me baffled because it's been, you know, I've lived out there for 20 years. And I've never seen anything like it. But you were mentioning the rain. I looked on my, I've got a weather station that's part of the MISO West, you know, they use for forecasting. It, you know, the National Weather Service even has it on their, you know, their charts. Anyway, since January 1st, 0.61 inches of rain. Any of your thoughts on that?
Well, you can't grow anything if you don't have more water than that. That's nothing. 0.61 inches of rain in over half a year. You're looking at if you're rounding, you're looking at 1 inch of rain a year.
Yeah, realizing it is a desert, but that's a little bit more than this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I've seen out there where you know there's been half an inch on the ground in one or two storms. And I just haven't seen these kind of storms come through here that, you know, just really let it down. It's...
How about the heat? How about the heat? I was looking at the heat dome map. And if you put a bullseye on it, it's like right over our farm here in Missouri. And it stretches wide areas across the United States. Are you seeing it a little hotter than normal or not?
Yeah, we are. But the nice thing about it out in the desert is, you know, it was 50 degrees last night, 55. But it will heat up. I mean, we go extreme temperatures. But we're definitely in a severe drought. And, you know, the funny thing is, you get up next to the mountains and all the grass is still green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's what I was saying about the ditches. You're talking about the base of the mountains?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying about the ditches. So the ditches are a low point. So you take the mountain, and you come down the mountain, and then you hit a low point. And a ditch is a low point along the road. And that's where it seems like the animals went to die, at least around here. And you're talking about the birds? They're non-existent. I haven't seen any birds. Not one.
Yeah.
In probably a month. Except for this one hummingbird that we're keeping alive. We resuscitated him. He's flying in the garage. He's looking for something to drink, and so we got made a little feeder and give him some boiled water with a little bit of sugar in it to keep him alive. And he's kind of hanging out in the garage. But other than him, no birds, no birds at all. And this thing is about the size of your thumb. That's the entire length of this hummingbird.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. The unemployment rate was 3.6%. Sad news out of Japan. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, one of the nation's most powerful political figures, was shot and killed during a campaign speech Friday in the western Japanese city of Nara. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Two Federal Reserve officials backed another 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase at the central bank's meeting later this month and said it would be too soon to conclude if the Fed's rate increases this year would be sufficient to bring inflation down. Fed Governor Christopher Waller said during a webinar Thursday, "We need to move to a much more restrictive setting in terms of interest rates, and we need to do this as quickly as possible." End quote. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A Georgia prosecutor described the late-night attack of the Georgia Guidestones an act of domestic terrorism. The monument, dubbed American Stonehenge, was unveiled on 5 acres of farmland in 1980 for loyal Americans who believe in God. In God we trust. It's the foundation for this great experiment we call the United States. To form a more perfect union, we continually correct the wrongs in this country by remembering. Representative Susan Wild, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, on a podcast interview, made a comparison when she said recent Supreme Court rulings is like the Taliban.
You know, making Christianity the law of the land. And quite honestly, that's what it appears to be. But it's scary. I mean, when you start, this is what happens in theocracies. This is what happens in countries that we can't imagine living in or being a part of, where, you know, the religion, you know, think about the Taliban. Think about women in Afghanistan who, you know, not so long ago were able to wear normal clothing and go to school. And all in the name of religion. And it's just such a bad, bad precedent to be setting.
A suspected Taliban suicide bomber killed 13 American soldiers just over 1 year ago. Decisions by President Biden led to the chaos and billions of dollars in military guns, weapons, and equipment. It made the Taliban the 118th strongest military power in the world. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher is with us. Greg, do you know anybody who is itching to buy a, you drive a Ford F-150 pickup truck, gas-powered. Do you know anybody who's itching to buy a brand new Ford F-150 electric pickup truck? Do you know anybody?
Most of the people out in my farm community would laugh at that idea. They would just laugh.
Okay. Well, and rightfully so. So there was a showdown between a GMC Denali pickup truck and a Ford F-150. They're hooked up to identical empty trailers, And the idea was, let's see how it works. And so the GMC computer said, all right, full tank of fuel. This is a V8 GMC truck. With the calculating, the computer on the truck calculated the weight of the trailer, etc. 264-mile range that truck with a full tank could travel pulling the trailer. And side-by-side with it was the Ford F-150 pickup truck. And the computer calculated 160-mile range. So these two trucks were going to go about that distance, and they figured that we can charge the electric truck, you know, when we get to our destination. We'll have just a little bit of reserve distance, which means charge left in the battery to continue. Okay? So it was going to go about 160 miles, and both of them indicated, both computers said, you know, good to go, and both could make the trip. Well, the Ford made it about 86 miles, which kind of proves the point that we were making. And this, if you want to read it, it's an article on the Internet, the Western Journal. The point is that electric vehicles do not live up to their claims, and they cannot do the kind of work that gasoline nor diesel engines can do. I'm talking about earth-moving equipment, you know, Caterpillar, crawler loaders, bulldozers, backhoes, farm tractors, 18-wheelers. Electric vehicles flat out can't do it. And there's a problem with them, and that is that they catch fire sometimes when you go to charge them up. And that the chargers, let's say you're pulling a trailer. You all have seen these electric charging stations, like, and they say Tesla on them. You've all seen that. Well, I have not seen one yet, an image of one. And maybe it's just because I'm not looking in the right place. But I've not seen an image where you can, like, if you have a trailer, and I've pulled a box trailer many times, 20 feet long, 8 feet wide, 8 feet tall, 20 feet long, pull it with a, you know, a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel pickup truck. And when I needed fuel, I'd pull into a gas station or diesel pump, and I could pull in, fuel up, and drive out. But you can't do that at any of these Tesla charging stations that I've seen with a trailer, because you would literally tie up maybe 6 or more charging station locations pulling up to one of them. That is if the cord reached. Greg, any comments?
Well, I was just thinking while you were talking about that, you know, on some of the roads that we go on, especially in a truck, like up in the mountains and things like that, or out in the farmland, I haven't seen any Tesla charging stations at all. You know, I mean, you know, they've got some 25, 30, 40, 50-mile dirt roads. And there's probably 100 to 150 miles away from any Tesla charging station.
Yeah. We've got Kyle. Kyle in Montana is joining us. Welcome, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm just going to, just a couple of quick things, Vince, that's interesting. You're talking about charging stations. When we went hunting down south in Montana here, right out in the middle of podunk nowhere, there's one of those charging stations right off the interstate. We pulled in there to spend the night at one time, and this was a couple of years ago, and it's still, this thing was right out in the middle, and there was this electric car pulled in, plugged in. And but anyway, they went, there was a little restaurant there. We didn't see who it was or anything. But anyway, what you were talking about, the weather and the crows and stuff, I think all the crows came here because we have water. We had some of the weirdest storms yesterday that I have seen. A friend of mine that is about 10 miles away had a hailstorm, and we don't get that kind of stuff here in northwestern Montana. But they had a hailstorm go through their area, and it literally put down 3 inches of hail at his house. He said it was coming down golf ball, excuse me, golf ball sized hail. It went through his greenhouse plastic in a few places, he said, but it was like 78 degrees here. And he said that ice did not melt all the way off until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Said he couldn't believe it. Just we had, and wind, my goodness, what wind. They're saying trees are down all over the place, but anyway, it's just like a, it was almost like a hurricane or something come through, but it was an ice storm. And boy, it's too bad. We can't export some of this water and stuff that we've got here, because it's just been my, I've got to do my yard again, because I've got grass out here that's, you know, almost two feet tall.
And Kyle, let me ask you this. What would that do to a garden? What would this hail do to a garden? What would this hail do to a nut or a fruit orchard?
Oh, I'll tell you what it did to his. He said he hasn't got one stalk of corn, one tomato plant that's out there that was outside, one pea plant, because he has even a bigger garden than I do. His is probably twice the size of mine. He said his orchard looks like it got run through with an egg beater. And he said his garden's the same way. He said things got beat down. He said he's sure hoping that it'll come back. All the stalks of the little onion plants that were coming up, he said, and their onions were up like a foot and a half high, really tall. He said almost every single stalk of the onion plants are all busted up. Yep, it was bad. And luckily it went past us. I mean, I could hear the thunder and lightning to the southwest of me, but where he, or southeast of me, I'm sorry. Anyway, but right where he was, and my goodness, they had towns that were a ways away from us, like Big Fork, down by Flathead Lake, and they're quite a ways away from us, but they said they had huge trees and huge hail. My daughter was driving down in there, and a piece of hail so big, she said it almost come through the windshield, but it busted the windshield. She had a picture, a video of it, where she sent it to me. Just couldn't believe how bad. She's never seen, literally, they had to slow down to almost nothing because there was so much ice on the road that it made everything so slippery that they, and they went to automatic four-wheel drive in their car. But anyway, you know, it was really bad.
Just to mention, put an exclamation point on this, I know a man who owns a car dealership, and there was a hailstorm, just like you're talking about, golf ball size, and it damaged every single car in his car lot, every one. And the only thing he could do, literally, to save the company after his inventory was destroyed, was to have a sale. And literally, he put an ad in the paper, and this was several years ago. He put an ad in the paper, and he said, hail of a sale. And he showed all these.
That's great. I love it. That's really smart.
So he was a pretty bright guy. He had a hail of a sale, and he shows a picture of these dented cars. So you could buy a brand new pre-dented car at a reduced price. So we took some of the insurance money, reduced the price of the car, and people were driving, you know, pre-dented cars. But just a true story. Anything else, yeah. Kyle?
Nope, that car is cheap. What?
Okay, Kyle.
Cars with a cottage cheese finish.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, I hear a rooster in the background. So it sounds like somebody's living in a good area there.
Oh man, I'm telling you, we have about 70 chickens and 14 ducks right now. Yep. So it's go ahead.
How many roosters do you have to make sure you get up way before daybreak?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 roosters.
And are they all together?
No. That's why there's two and they're spread out over three pens, and they're all competing to try to wake me up earlier.
That's what they do. We have two, and they slug it out every once in a while. And so they do. All right,
well,
Kyle,
I know. We've had one that got so bad that it was starting to attack my wife. And if you attack my wife in around this place, it's a dead end. So he ended up in the skillet. So
we have one who's really, really nasty. And we have one that's really nice and one that's really nasty. And I have bruises all over my legs where this guy will run up and stab me in the legs. And
oh, yeah. You know, Vince, one time that bad one come at me, and I kicked because I knew I was fixing to kill him if he didn't straighten up and fly right. You know, he come at me, and I kicked him plumb across the room into the side of the wall. And after that, when I walked into the room, like I was going to go feed him, that thing would, if he could get outside, he was outside. I mean, he was scared to death of me. And just like I told my wife, I said, you know, what's the alternative? That's mercy. Because if the alternative is you go in the frying pan, you know, so make your choice.
Yeah, well, the reason that ours is still here and walking around and breathing is because I think we might need him to make more chickens. Other than that, I wouldn't tolerate it. I mean, I'm pretty bruised on my legs from where this guy stabbed me many, many times. So I've picked him up and I've had a meeting with him face to face. You know, I'm holding him by the neck and I'm explaining this to him. He's got a brain the size of a pea and he can't remember. So
yeah, you know, Vince, it's kind of like we talked about before. It's kind of like trying to train people that don't want to be trained.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Are there any politicians that have the same size brain? I'm trying to think. It'll come to me.
Is
but
there
I have
any
a feeling
of them that don't.
Right you are, Kyle. Kyle, thank you so much for calling in.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I was thinking yesterday, it's kind of a tangent, but I was thinking that we should have a museum. Literally, we should have a museum that we could use to remember people who've done some amazing things. Things that are beyond belief. Things that we just couldn't imagine other people doing. A museum where we would even sacrifice the use of rare earth metals. Metals that don't tarnish, so we could build life-size statues of these people who have done these amazing things. Durable statues that would last, let's say, 100,000 years. And we should literally make this museum. And we could put images of people who we want to remember for the amazing things that they've done in this museum. Can you think of anybody who...
Well, now that you said that, I want to relate my thoughts on this this Georgia Guidestone explosion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sad that it was blown up, and I think it may be intentional. I think it may be because a lot of people don't even know what the Georgia Guidestones are. I think possibly now that they're engaged fully in their plan, they want to destroy the evidence of their plan and now make it an urban legend, a conspiracy theory.
You talk about destruction of evidence. Gwyneth said to me privately, and this is, I don't think she would mind me saying this. She said that abortion is destruction of evidence. So when you kill that baby, the evidence, and remove that baby and put it in a blender and flush it down the toilet or the sink, that's the destruction of the evidence. And that's kind of what you're saying. Destruction of evidence. I know you didn't talk about abortion at this particular moment, but yeah, that showed the plan, and blowing up, let's say, a third of it was destruction of it. And it was an explosive. I saw the video. It was an explosion. It didn't fall down by rainfall or crumbling because of contact with moisture in the air. It was blown up.
I've got a suggestion for the people. Get the photos that are on the internet now, download them, and spread it. This is what was blown up, so that it doesn't become another. So that we preserve the history of having this evil monument.
Because what do you think? What do you think about a museum to remember people who've done? I didn't say beneficial things. I said amazing things. Things that no one would believe. You know, there are plenty of people.
I think I'd visit it myself.
There are plenty of people who have been walking around who've done some really horrific things. And I can start with a couple that maybe are dead already.
I remember the picture of Klaus Schwab and his, you know, a picture of him. And if you look in the left background, you'll see a picture of Karl Marx. I mean, a bust of Karl Marx, the head of Karl Marx sitting on a shelf.
And so one of the people who I would nominate if I were on the nominating committee for this hypothetical museum would be Adolf Hitler. He wanted part of what was Germany at one time to be returned to Germany, and he was willing to destroy the world to get it. A lot of people were killed because of his ambitions. And there are other people who have done some amazing things, selling out their countries. It's hard to think of anybody, you know, who currently is alive who's doing something like that. It might come to us. Of course, I'm kidding. I know exactly who should be in that museum. And you do too, class. Think about that. Who has done evil things to this country? Who's done things that are just beyond the pale? Who's lied to you over and over, serially? Who's done that? Make up your own mind. But there are people who've done that.
I think those people, you could start lining them up, starting with the Revolutionary War, all the way till now.
Wow.
Pretty sad. I mean,
that was a fast 1 hour, wasn't it, Greg?
Greg,
let me ask you something really quickly, short answer. Do you know anybody who's really happy with the current status of the United States of America? They say there are about 11% of the people who think things are going
right. Personally, I don't know any. I do not know one. I'm sorry, I don't know any.
Now, I read that 89% of the people are unhappy with what's happening in the United States. So that means 11% either don't know or are happy. I just can't believe there's 11%. I just can't believe it. Greg, thank you so much. We'll see you next Friday. Same time, same station. Bert's coming up next.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.